I am a lady, sir, and you are squishing me. She plucked his fingers from her mouth. Did you catch that mumble?
I did, and you're a beautiful woman with a sassy tongue and a feisty nature. I've always respected and admired that trait within you.
He brushed aside tendrils of her hair sweeping across her cheeks, his touch so gentle.
Your beauty shines not only from the outside, but from deep within your heart. You have cared for your mother, been her constant companion since she lost the use of her legs. And now you intend on marrying a man who would take advantage of you. You need a husband who will appreciate your inner beauty.
And do you know of such a man?
If you were permitted to enjoy a season, you might find him without any issue at all, and dare I say it, all on your own terms, without anyone else interfering in the matter.
He let out a long breath, the air warm and sultry as it fanned across her cheek. I am out of time, Winterly. Butterflies swarmed in her belly, barely a breath whistling past her lips. He had never been so bold with her before, but oh my, as the afternoon sunshine caught on the longer ends of his chestnut-brown hair and lit them a golden hue, he completely captivated her.
Rosamond, my sweet Rosamond.
He rubbed his cheek against her cheek, his eyes closing.
You're suddenly evoking new feelings within me which are rather unusual.
Unusual in what way?
You're my best friend's little sister.
He opened his eyes, his sooty lashes framing his indecently beautiful eyes. That doesn't explain your unusual feelings.
Maybe my actions will.
He pressed a kiss to each of her cheeks, then drew her swiftly to her feet, and holding her hand, tugged her through the copse of trees. They crunched leaves and twigs beneath their feet, then abruptly he pinned her against the wide trunk of a tree quite some distance from the others, his head dipping toward hers.
I need to kiss you.
You do?
Yes.
Without hesitation, he covered her mouth with his, and in what was certainly a defining moment, Winterly kissed her, slowly and surely. Her heart almost catapulted from her chest, and her legs certainly wobbled. She speared her fingers deep into his hair, and returned his kiss with all the longing she'd always held within her heart for him. This was the man who had rescued her from a band of brigands, and who had saved her and her kitten from high within the branches of a tree. As he deepened their kiss, she couldn't halt the sensuous tremor which skittered delightfully down her spine, an intriguing sensation she'd never experienced when kissing a man before. It caused a flutter to take flight low in her belly, one which pulsed through with a vivid heat that curled her toes. Nothing had ever felt so wondrously perfect, and when he slipped his tongue between her lips, even more heat flared through her, making her moan with need. Oh, goodness! This was all too much, all too soon. She couldn't allow him to send her remaining good senses from her mind. She was set to wed another man, and unfortunately, not this one.